in very much uncharted territory here, and we have Gardaí carrying out functions that probably aren't traditionally associated with policing and law enforcement. But of course, every citizen has the right to make a complaint if they're not satisfied with the service. But certainly we would feel that we're really caught in the middle, because I would imagine some of those complaints will be about the Gardaí enforcing, and some complaints will probably be about people's perception of them not enforcing. So we have very complicated, ever-changing legislation, kind of abstract concepts, guards left trying to decipher and, you know, navigate around the definitions of things like essential retail or essential travel. And of course, what we see there is who's left carrying the car and who's complaint? The individual member who's on the ground making the decision. So we think that our members are slightly more vulnerable than ever. I mean, there's always been a problem with training in the guards, but as I say, this legislation comes through on the statute books very suddenly. There is no facility to train at the minute. You know, we'll see announcements from the government or from government departments saying that this is the case and this is the legislation. So the public have an expectation. They're looking at the guards. They have a very simplified view of what can and what can't occur. And our members are left out there trying to deal with it. And we saw, even with the hotel quarantine, it was only actually in place, was it less than 24 hours? And there was a problem. And who was dispatched? You know, guards.
And I'm sure that Gardaí themselves don't want to be asking people, where are you going or where are you coming from? And as you have mentioned, they often find themselves in very stressful situations and things that they thought that they would never have to deal with. People do need to be more mindful of that when they're out and about.
Well, look at the guards. Look, at we are a disciplined force, and we have to enforce the law. We have no input into what goes in statute books, and it's not up to us to question it. So we are duty bound to enforce what is there. But as you say, the legislation is coming in very quickly, and it's very hard for guards to get a grasp, because we don't have any of what we would want with situation-based training or scenario-based training in a classroom where you can tease these issues out.
Is that something you'd like to see then? But I know that everybody's hoping that we're nearing the end of these restrictions in the months ahead. But certainly from your point of view, should training have been at the forefront from the government's point of view?
Well, look, we appreciate in the association it was difficult for the government of Garda Management, because I suppose while other third-level institutions were able to do remote learning, I suppose the problem we had is that our staff were redeployed to the front line, and the people who needed the training needed to be on the front line because the need was so great. So that did contribute. But I think as time, like, we're in this situation now for over a year, so there is no excuse. Other institutions of the state and other third level institutions and educational establishments have established other ways of training, and we believe that that should be made available. As I say, it's very difficult, and you alluded to it there, our members are in a different space. We're out there, we're interfering with people's civil liberties that they would take for granted under normal circumstances, and it can be a bit uncomfortable, but it's what we have to do, and certainly they're very restrictive, and you know, it's right that people can question whenever they are subjected to such restrictions, but of course a bit of training and a bit of education always goes a long way, and it may or may not decrease the number of complaints, and people were better informed and better understood the situation.